Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katz from TDC here, Sunday morning. The COVID, it's still on the front pages. Where are we? With us today is Dr. Peter Michalos to give us an update. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hello, John. Hello, Katz team. And yeah, you're right. It's still ongoing. We have 152,000 cases a day. We're averaging in the United States 98,000 people a day in the hospitals, and 97% of those are unvaccinated peoples. And one in 500 Americans at this point have died of COVID since the start of the pandemic. We've just hit over 667,000 people dead in the United States from it. We're seeing around the country, places like Idaho and Alaska are now rationing health care as the hospitals are packed with COVID cases. People are putting their relatives in cars and driving to other states and to neighboring Washington state. We have 180 million people now vaccinated in the United States, which represents 54.1% of the population. And fortunately, only 2,600 have died who were vaccinated of 180 million people. So we see that vaccines obviously work. And the unvaccinated and the uninsured are also getting crushed with medical bills. And are going to cost the system billions and billions of dollars also in disability. We now also have an update that the FDA Advisory Committee has been meeting as of Friday to decide on boosters. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is telling the United States to hold off on boosters till the rest of the world catches up. But meanwhile, it is approved for people who have cancer, AIDS, or on any kind of immune suppression drugs. They definitely should get them to maximize their immunity. And what we do need is a better blood test to determine whether we need an updated vaccine, and better blood tests, just like we had to show titers for mumps, measles, and rubella to go to a school or a summer camp. We definitely need new and better blood tests to determine immunity, just like we had to show titers and blood tests for mumps, measles, and rubella to go to school or summer camp. We need reliable blood tests to show antibody, T-cell, and B-cell evidence of immunity, so those people will be able to show that result with a doctor's letter, and that will help them get into events and organizations for those people who choose not to get a vaccine after having the disease. Because we're seeing what's happening now. People are being suspended. In Greece, they suspended 6,000 unvaccinated workers. France suspended 3,000 unvaccinated workers. So that's a big problem.
Explain to the simple people like me, antibody and T-cell immunity. Is it the same thing or is it two different things?
No, they're just different kind of soldiers. If we were in a battle, someone has a pistol, someone has a machine gun, and someone has a rocket-propelled grenade. So the T-cell
might be the... when a doctor tells you you have no antibodies left, do you still have T-cells left?
Yeah, that's the thing. You have T-cells and B-cells. The problem is those tests are not widely and readily available. And also, the insurance companies are not very happy right now because they're having to pay for all these extra blood tests. But we do need a better centralized blood test. Just like in the beginning, we didn't have a good COVID test readily available. Now we need a good blood test to determine whether we have the soldiers in our bloodstream, the T cells, the B cells, the antibodies, to be able to fight off the infection, and also to give us a better idea if the vaccines are actually working well. The other good news happening is that the Columbia University trained scientist at Regeneron right here in New York, who developed the monoclonal antibodies, it's working very well. And people early on, when they get the infusion, they usually get better within 12 hours, and that's saving thousands of lives. And the real game changer is going to be oral antiviral that's going to be able to kill every variant of the coronavirus, whether it's Delta or Gamma, or whatever comes up. A pill that can block every type of coronavirus is around the corner, and we're really hoping that that comes around. And the other
the other thing I'm concerned about is the federal government all of a sudden last week said that they're going to regulate antibodies. Up to this point, if I was sick and I demanded antibodies from the doctor, they would give it to me. So the new federal government mandate, what does that mean?
That means that if you're a doctor or hospital before, you can call the company or your supplier and say, I need 10 infusion packets of Regeneron antibody. But right now, they can no longer do it. Now it has to go through government approval.
Bureaucracy. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because most of it was being shipped down south to Florida and Texas. So now it's about equitable distribution around the country. So they got involved in controlling the flow of the Regeneron antibodies when they saw how well it was working.
And back to equitable distribution. The other thing I heard from either you or somebody says that maybe we shouldn't do the booster shots because there has to be equitable distribution with Pakistan, India, Africa. Is that what they mean by equitable distribution?
Yeah, you heard that from the World Health Organization that they said to hold off on boosters until the rest of the world catches up with vaccines. And then the other news that happened came out of one of the press conferences was that the vaccines are not being mandated for people coming through the border down south. Meanwhile, if you are a U.S. business and you have over 100 employees, it's mandated that you give your employees vaccines. So those are some of the things that are happening. And the other very interesting news is about ivermectin that in France, the Pasteur Institute found in the hamster animal model that it did work to reduce the symptoms, reduce the inflammation. It doesn't affect viral replication. So that's big. So that opens the door for human double-blind clinical trials to finally decide whether ivermectin works like it's being touted to work in places in India and Peru and Slovakia and some other countries. So that study just came out of France at the Pasteur Institute, and it seems promising that it actually does have immune modulating and anti-inflammatory properties. So the hamsters that they did it on didn't get as sick. So if that translates into the human model, that's also going to help save lives as well.
The second, the other question I have, as I walk around the streets in New York, and I see a friend of mine, he says, I got Moderna, I got Pfizer. And the guy with Moderna says, well, I got a much better one, Pfizer is second class. I mean, I'm saying it in layman's terms, but what do you understand about it?
Well, I understand that whichever vaccine you get, you have a 90% chance that you're not going to get hospitalized. And over a 95% chance that you're not going to die from COVID. So all three of the American-made vaccines that we know of are working fantastic. And when you look at the statistics of 180 million people vaccinated and only 2,600 of the vaccinated have died, I think that tells the whole story. And for those who are still worried about it, it's been the largest human clinical trial of a vaccine ever done in the world. And one in a million will always have a problem with any vaccine you take, whether it's mumps, flu, measles, you'll have a problem. Those are just the statistics.
Are you concerned as the federal government gets back into the bureaucracy that the system is going to be hurt and not people not getting enough vaccines?
You know, I think that the federal government is getting its act together. I think we've done a great job with the rollout, and we've fully vaccinated 54% of our population. So I think they still have some kinks to work out, but I think overall we're doing a very good job. And between Operation Warp Speed and the current administration rollout of the vaccines, and once we have the oral antivirals and we roll them out into every pharmacy, I think we're going to come out of this, and this too shall pass, and we'll get through it. And I just worry about the new variants, and I worry about as the temperature drops and people are moving indoors in the Northeast and kids going back to school, we're going to see a surge of cases in the hospitals filling up this winter in the Northeast.
Dr. Michalos, Friday afternoon, the FDA rejected the booster. What does that all mean?
Well, that all means that they have concerns about whether these things will help, and they're concerned on whether younger people with more robust immune system, they were concerned there could be cases of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, or other potential side effects, and whether those people really need it. And around the world, many scientists feel that maybe the population over 65 who's higher risk for death may need the boosters, and also the boosters definitely for people who are immune compromised transplant patients, people with AIDS, cancer, and other conditions like that, but not for the general population. So they basically came out and said they're not recommending it at this time. So there has been some controversy, and we knew something was going on the last few weeks when we saw some people resigning at the FDA. But I think that people really need to hopefully see all antivirals in the next few weeks. And by October, if we get all antivirals, that will really help us, even for the vaccinated who do get it. We'll just be able to pop an oral antiviral just like Tamiflu, and that'll help resolve things. But I think that everyone who hasn't been vaccinated, get vaccinated because it prevents you from dying. But the recommendations now are that the vaccine boosters are not required except for a limited population that I just mentioned before.
Who's at so bottom risk. Line, the high-risk population should still get it, but the very low-risk population should, their recommendations don't get it.
At this time, to hold off, and I think we're going to
see. Is that just for Pfizer or Pfizer and Moderna? No.
Well, the Pfizer is the one who applied for it, so they're the ones who specifically just got rejected for that right now at this time. But again, I think there'll be cocktail vaccines that will be coming out and offered probably in the next few months, specifically for the variants. So there still may be boosters, but not at this time. And I think part of it is also that it's not really specific. The vaccine was originally developed for the first Alpha variant, so this is not, we're dealing with different variants right now. So they need justification. And also the rest of the world still hasn't had their first shot many places. So I think it's best that we get the whole world vaccinated and reduce the death rate.
Well, Dr. Peter Michalos, thank you for everything you do, keeping the American people informed. And God bless you and God bless America. Thank you so much.
Thanks for getting the truth out.